RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
For me, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit as we go through the week, I am praying as a New York Giant fan that whoever loses the Steelers-Ravens game, which will be for the division, whether it's Mike Tomlin, who had a clear, after they beat the Ravens, after they rallied from a kind of a mid-season lull, beat the Ravens, take a clear division lead, only need to beat the Browns to secure division. If they blow that game and then lose to the Ravens and lose that division, and the entire fan base, which was crazy earlier in the year, screaming, fire Tomlin, even Ben Roethlisberger, who walked it back, of course, but had negative things to say, or at least said he should go to college and coach. I could see them moving on. And the same thing for the Ravens. It's been 19 years, 18 years, whatever it's been. Lamar and Harbaugh just haven't won together. They haven't been able to get over the hump. They haven't been able to win that big game. 2 weeks ago, which was now a huge game, but 2 weeks ago, the inability to just give Henry the ball late in the game with a lead when he's a dominant running back and has been your best player this entire season, even though he's had some fumble issues. And just the idea that it's been forever and now it's kind of feels like it would all fall apart if they don't even make the playoffs this year and win the division in a year where, again, for both of these teams and for any other, for the Bills too, obviously, no Patrick Mahomes, no Andy Reid, no Kansas City Chiefs, a wide open AFC in many ways, a lot of different teams. You're trusting, you know, some of the best teams. You're trusting May, who might be the MVP, I suppose, but a rookie quarterback. You got Bo Nix with Denver, excellent defense, really good team. They've won a ton, obviously, but do you trust Bo Nix in a big spot? Trevor Lawrence in a big spot? Like, these teams are all good and have played extremely well and have been well coached, in particular those three. But do you trust the quarterback in a big spot? And instead, well, you know, you could be going home on a year that, like, if the Ravens sneak in and Lamar can get healthy, it's a dangerous team. But if they don't, could John Harbaugh be available? If Tomlin, like I said, loses, could Tomlin be available? And if so, that is clear cut. You're going to have a real tough time if you're a Giants fan or anybody else trying to convince me that that shouldn't be the hire for the New York Giants. If either of those two coaches shake free, I don't care what coordinator you're going to give me. I don't care who is so brilliant. I don't care what you think. I don't care how much we all love Flores around here. Apparently, every other phone call I take, Brian Flores should be the next head coach of somebody. And got screwed for not being the next head coach of that team the year before or whatever. Like, every other call seems to be Brian Flores. Like, you're going to have a hard time telling me anybody but Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, if available, should be the head coach of the New York Giants. So we'll go around the league a little bit with Brian Baldinger in the 12 o'clock hour, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to your calls here. Again, you know, we talked about the obvious nature of some of the things that need to happen. And, you know, the report yesterday, or Sunday rather now, of Joe Shane being in place, right? Whether it's the report from Rappaport earlier in the day that was really just the tagline at the bottom of his report on NFL Network, that Joe Shane expects to be here through the draft, or they expect Joe Shane to be there through the draft, and then followed up by Pat Leonard on his podcast on YouTube or whatever. Pat Leonard talking about he believes that Joe Shane is operating as if he will be back and that the expectation is he will be back. And then Dan Duggard came out and he's reporting as well that all expectations are that he's coming back. And people seem to be taken aback by this and surprised. And I don't understand why. That's my major take back. One, we all know it shouldn't be. Like, I don't know if you would have to go 1,000 miles to find a New York Giant fan who believes that Joe Shane should be back, right? You can call me up, please. I'd love to hear the case. But even if you disagree on that, we could have a discussion on it. Most people feel like he needs to go. But here's my main point, because we could argue that for forever, and you could give me this pick, and I can give you that pick, and this disaster, and just the overall record of losing and futility. But what are people so surprised by? This is what, I don't know why it's bothering me, but it's bothering me. What are we so surprised by? People just took him in a press conference saying everything will be evaluated, including myself, and then just the obvious nature of the record and the way the season has played out, and everybody just assumed, well, he'll be gone. Why? The Giants came out when they fired Brian Daboll and told you exactly what they think of him. And they gave you the same reasons I told you I think it could be turned around next year. He's smart. The way he runs the scouting department is completely new and amazing to us. And, you know, there is a young core in this team that we believe in. He's put the pieces together. We're going to allow him to hire the next head coach. He told you in the press conference, like when asked about the idea that he could be a hindrance to any head coach taking the job, he laughed at the question and said, you should see how much my phone is ringing. I promise you, we're not going to have a problem filling the position of head coach. Like, he is who they have chosen. And I think a lot of it, unfortunately, is because of the health of the owner. Either the family is in no position or no desire to go through that type of, you know, search for someone who's going to run the entire thing, or just the idea that they made a decision, they believe in him, and they want to stick with that decision and see if it plays out. Whatever the case may be, there has been no real indication other than the obvious assumption, because it's been 4 years of losing. Well, 3 years of losing. Other than that obvious, there's no way they could keep him element that's been running through us at you know, talking heads here at the fan or in the fan base. Other than that, there's been no indication that he's going anywhere ever. And then this report, and I see Giant fans react like, oh, wait, are they going to beat the Raiders? And I got to hear that the GM's coming back. We know he's coming back. They've told us. He's coming back. Aaron Glenn is coming back. They are running it back. Now, I have strong opinions and reasoning behind it on why both of them should be gone, but they're coming back. And the surprise for anyone is more surprising to me than anything else. I don't know what Giant fans suddenly were shocked about. Rappaport didn't even talk about it. It was just at the bottom of the screen. It was irrelevant to the conversation. And we're acting like it's the biggest thing. Oh, my God. He didn't even talk about it. Unless I missed the video. The video I watched, he didn't even say anything about that. He was talking about something else, and it just said at the bottom, GM, expected to be back. People flipped. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. They have chosen him. And this is my main problem with it. Forget the resume. Same thing as I said with the Jets. The New York Giants have still a chance to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, right? With a loss against Dallas and a Raider win against the Chiefs, the Giants will have the number one pick in the draft. Right now, it feels like a one quarterback draft. That's subject to change, no doubt. But if they get the number one pick, and then if circumstances change from the way it feels at the moment, they're going to be either the number one or number two pick with an opportunity to trade out and make more picks. Acquire more picks, make more picks. Has Joe Shane done enough with the New York Giants to earn the right to make a franchise-altering decision like that? Like, that's as big a decision that the Giants are going to make in a long time. The quarterback for the Jets, as big a decision as they're going to make. The ability to make the trade and then to use those picks to shape the roster around the young quarterback and the new head coach, those are what that's going to make the Giants for the next 2 or 3 years at the minimum. Has Joe Shane earned the right to be the guy making that decision? I don't know how the answer to that question is yes. I just don't know.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.